Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
What a game last night. The Patriots won a thriller over the Chiefs, 43-40, and we are joined by Hall of Famer Rod Woodson. Rod, all right, that was pretty incredible to watch. But did New England prove they're the best team in the AFC?
Ooh. I tell you what, they proved that they're back in the race. I don't like crowning anybody in October, especially in football. That's baseball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could crown.
In baseball, you crown them, right? Football, you don't. Mm-hmm. They still have another half the year to play. Now, I think what we did see, though, that especially early in the game, that New England's defense frustrated Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Sitting in the pocket, got the pick by the linebacker. I mean, they did some things to him in the first half. Got into the red zone. They bowled up. Didn't let him get into the end zone, made him kick field goals. And then Tom Brady did what he always does, especially early in the game. Goes down long marches, kept the ball, kept that dynamic offense and that young quarterback on the sideline. And they were just taking dink and dunks. The running game was working for New England. So everything was working on their benefits, on their behalf. And their defense played a lot better early than they did later in the game. So I just think you're excited. You're always excited because you got Tom Brady. You're always excited about that. But I think you got to just pump the brakes a little bit. It's still a long season. I think the one thing I do know, when Bill Belichick plays a team like that, he's going to take away the number one choice. And what they did with Kelce is what everybody should be doing with those big tight ends.
Banging them.
Banging them. Mm-hmm. You bang them at the line. You don't let them get going. And you give them to the safety or corner on the back end. Mm. And that's what they did. They frustrated him the whole game. Now, Tyreek Hill got caught going late, which I don't understand, you know, how a safety can be sitting there and he throws the ball down the middle of the field and they're in a single high defense and he does nothing.
Yeah.
He just sits there and watches him catch the ball and run away from him.
I think they're afraid of him. Like you feel like you have to stay down, get ready.
He is fast. He runs a 4.2. But he only runs a 4.2 when you let him run a 4.2. So if you don't get your hands on him, that's track speed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's eight man in a lane.
Yeah.
It is.
I don't get that.
No, I don't. They didn't show they're the best because all they've done is that they held serve at home. I believe the outcome would be different if they were if they played in Kansas City. I believe the outcome would be different. I believe the Chargers are getting back in this thing. They're going to be to deal with.
They are.
And once they get Bosa back. Because right now they got the Baker yesterday better than they had gotten to any quarterback in the previous five games. But when they get Bosa back, so now you just can't slide the protection to Melvin Ingram because Bosa is a monster. He's a defensive player of the year candidate every time he steps onto the football field. But when you look at, and I agree with you, Woody, what they did earlier is that, and I say Kansas City, you dodged a bullet last week because you're playing the Jags. And they don't have the potential to score points like New England. Now, when you get down in the red zone against New England, you better not kick field goals because Tom Brady, when he get in your red zone, he's scoring touchdowns. And you better not turn it over because Tom Brady is not going to turn it back over to you like Blake Bortles, that garbage pail, what he is. But anyway, no, Skip Bayless, I do not believe the Patriots are always going to be there. As long as Coach Belichick, as long as Tom Brady's there, they're never going to be out of it. But this is the first year you can honestly say they're not head and shoulders above everyone else. Pittsburgh might have a say. Now, you know this. If Baltimore Ravens got to go to New England,
they got a shot.
They do not fear New England whatsoever.
They got legacy.
So
they got absolutely. History on
their side. They will go in there. They'll battle them.
Suggs isn't afraid, I can tell you that.
So this is the first time. This is the first time in a long time I think we can honestly say New England is not head and shoulders above everybody. It's New England, and then there's everybody else. No, I think Kansas City, New England, the Chargers are all right there.
So, I learned this a long time ago, and I'm going to stand by it. I'm not going to bet against Tom Brady. At 41, he's playing as great as he ever played. I'm going to say it again. He threw for 182 yards in the fourth quarter last night and controlled the football 11 minutes to four because the more that kid had the football, the more they were going to score.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because once he got his two crazy, wild interceptions out of his head, then he's not bothered by anything. Once he got locked in, once he figured out what they were trying to do to trick him, he started to shred them. They scored 31 in the second half at Foxborough. That's a lot of points.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say it again. What's going to have to happen from this point over forward is that Tom Brady is going to have to overcome Bill Belichick's defense because it's not very good. It's below average at best. And I'm going to remind you, it got torched at Jacksonville by Blake Bortles. It got torched in Detroit by Matthew Stafford. And it got torched again last night by Andy Reid's offense with all those weapons. And again, it was pretty predictable that they were going to score a bunch of points, but it took Tom Brady scoring 43 to overcome 40 that they allowed 31 in the second half. So now, overall for the year, Bill Belichick's defense has allowed the 18th most points in the NFL. That's tied with the Vikings, who have also not been – they've been a big disappointment, too.
Yes.
But 18th. And meanwhile, very quietly, Brady's offense has risen to fourth in scoring points. Well, that's pretty good because it's behind just the Saints and the Chiefs and the Rams. I mean, so they're right up there with those.
Right.
They can score. And now that he's got – obviously, Edelman back, and he's trying to force-feed Josh Gordon. I don't think they're on the same page, but you figure they'll get more and more of a wavelength. Well, he's got enough weapons that he can score a bunch of points, and what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to win time of possession. They won last night 36-24, and that was huge in that game because if it's not like that, they're going to lose.
Yeah.
Because the more that kid had the ball, I mean, you look at the plays, so Tom Brady in – They had the ball for 36 minutes and scored 43 points, and the kid only had it for 24 minutes and scored 40 points.
Yeah.
Well, what's that tell you about the defense? You're just getting lit up, man.
Well, when you go one play for seven seconds, 75 yards.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, when you play a guy like that, you know he likes taking shots.
Yes.
So your game plan, you got to tell your DBs, you have to stay on top. You have to stay on, and you have to keep him in the pocket, which they did in the first half.
Right.
They kept him controlled in the pocket,
right,
meaning inside the tackles. Didn't let him get comfortable because he's good inside the pocket too. I mean, the kid is a really good player.
Yeah.
But he's really in his comfort zone when he steps out of that tackle.
Either way, rolling left or right.
And it doesn't matter. And he's looking down the field to take shots down the field.
Right.
And if he sees one person out of position, one DB out of position, he's throwing that ball to his guys.
Mm-hmm.
So they did a really good job in that first half. In the second half, they seemed like they just loosened up a little bit.
You know,
now, he got
success,
out that pocket and made plays.
The success I saw is when they went after him and they got him throwing off his back foot because he'll just chuck it up, man.
And but he wasn't able
especially at the end.
And he had an opportunity to get Tyreek Hill again, and they put pressure on him, and he wasn't able to drive the ball.
Couldn't get it down.
Coach Belichick played more zero coverage than I think I've ever seen him play.
It's been quite a long time the last I've seen a lot of zero coverage from Belichick. Mm-hmm. It's very rare. But the one thing I think they realize is that if you put pressure on him, it's hard to throw off that front foot.
Right.
It's hard to bring the front foot.
Because you know that helmet coming to your chin.
Because that last play, he was on his back foot.
Yes.
I mean, he threw that thing on his back foot. And now Tyreek Hill had him beat. Right. Had the DB beat.
Yeah,
He was behind him.
Yeah.
He did.
The ball was underthrown, and then the DB at least had a chance.
And then third down conversion, they were only 40%. The Patriots were like 50, 67% on third.
Yeah.
And that's the difference in the ball game. Tom Brady stays on the field.
They didn't punt.
Right. Tom Brady stays on the field,
get
an extra three cracks at you, get the ball in the end zone.
And you know what? Sony Michel is starting to figure it out.
I told you.
I know you did. You said it. But
he went
25 times last night for 106 yards. Didn't catch a ball because they let the other little guy take care of that, right?
And James White runs the ball between the tackles better than you think he would for somebody his size. But Sony Michel, Skip, he's a guy that needs to have lanes. And that's how they ran him at Georgia.
Mm.
And so when they're in that 3-by-1, and he can see lanes, you got your hands full dealing with him now.
So the Patriots last night, they ran it 3 more times than they threw it, which is rare in this day and age. Because Kansas City threw it 19 more times than it ran it, because that's what they did.
And they were getting it. Think about it. Hunt was getting 8 yards a clip. But when you're down by 17 points, it's hard for you to run the ball, Skip, because you want to get back into the ball game. And you know you have these weapons. You have a Hill, you have a Kelsey, you have a Watkins, and then you got Hunt out of the backfield. So you get away from running it. They could just run the ball because Hunt was still getting 5, 6, 8 yards a clip.
He was. I think the biggest thing when you look at the turning point in that game was Kansas City marching down before halftime. The young fella's trying to make a play.
It was a big
They had him doubled the whole time.
Yes.
And he kept looking at Kelsey, He rolls out of the pocket, and he gives him a shot anyway with two guys sitting right there. And he's going to learn that, you know what, we get 3 points. We get the ball back.
Right.
We get the ball back first in the second half. So now we have a better opportunity. So that's 3 points off the board, and they get the ball back. And what did they do the first time they got the ball back? They went down and scored a touchdown.
That's the thing. He's a young guy. You learn. Coach, if you look at what the Patriots normally do, Skip, they like to get the ball. They like to defer. They always like to go down and score right before the half, knowing they're going to get the ball coming out of the half. Mm-hmm. So now not only will they get 3-7, now they say, you know what, now we're finna drive the nail in the coffin. Mm-hmm. Now we're finna go up 10. We're finna go up 14 to really put you in harm's way. But he'll learn that the arm he has and the weapons, because Tyreek Hill, He can outrun coverage.
Their weapons is Tyreek Hill, Kelce, and Hunt. That's their three weapons.
Yes.
Take away one of them. The other guy, that track speed, that dude is really fast. I'm glad I've never played against somebody that fast because he can run.
I've never seen anybody, and Skip and I was talking about the first one, I've never seen anyone catch the ball because the ball was thrown behind him. His feet hit the ground, and he outruns the angle. I'm like, dude,
But like Rod said, Daron Harmon's just watching. He's just like,
he's scared.
Yeah.
But unless you like been around people that can run that fast, you don't really, TV don't do it justice. Yeah. fast this kid is.
Bottom line, the New England advantage, it still plays in the AFC East, and I'm pretty sure it can sweep the East.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty sure. It'll have a hard game at the Jets and maybe a hard game at the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I just think they can sweep. And that'll put them a leg up on something.
Did you see Buffalo yesterday? Did you see Nathan Peterman?
Nathan Peterman.
How is Nathan Peterman still in the league?
Missed what? That one.
Oh, Nathan.
He may not be today.
Yeah, he's still,
as of right
that
now.
Dude, woo, that's a great way to switch.
He had one good throw.
Mm-hmm. He did. It was a good one.
It was a double move. Mm-hmm. Good little throw on the right sideline. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I don't know how you stay in the league.
Mm. We'll give him the
one. Let's talk about the Cowboys.
Oh
my goodness.
No mercy. I'm going to take you, Skip, from here to maybe here because I know Baker Mayfield, he's another one of your guys.
All
I don't know if he was keeping you happy yesterday. He did lead the Browns to 2 wins already this season, but yesterday he threw 2 interceptions, was sacked 5 times in a blowout loss at home to the Chargers, Shannon's Chargers. Take a listen to Baker on his rough performance.
I'm going to be very hard on myself, but we have to be able to look at this and learn from it. Have to be more prepared coming into, the next week. It doesn't matter what's happened. It doesn't matter the buzz. You have to do your job each week or else that's just the nature of this game. It's so competitive in this league that if you don't do your job, that's what can happen. So I'll be the first to tell you I'm going to go to work and I'm going to get it fixed.
Okay, Shannon, I'm coming to you, but first, Baker, he's got to wear a suit. I'm over the sweatshirt look. That's just my take on this. But is he to blame for the loss?
Yeah, Baylor. I thought he was a careful gambler. Mm. Careful gambler.
Yeah. You
had Jenny over
Wait,
here.
Can I talk now?
No, it's not your turn. She
I thought you were asking me a question. I can answer it. I can tell you exactly what happened.
No. I said, Skip, I thought. Not Skip, the response is, Skip, I thought you said. You're like, you did that. And had Jenny over here co-signing it.
I have been.
He deserves a more than fair share of the blame. He did not play particularly well. Give the Chargers credit that they pressured him early, Skip, and they forced him into some erratic throws. Mm-hmm. They picked him twice. He didn't play well. He did not play well. The defense didn't play well. But Phillip Rivers is a damn good football player. Mm. And I think he gets overshadowed because Brady's still doing what he did. Mm. And you have to understand, the quarterback draft that he came into, Skip, mm-hmm. Big Ben has been to 3 Super Bowls, 1-2. Mm-hmm. Eli's been to 2, won them both. And so he also replaced Drew Brees. We just talked about Drew Brees, all-time leading passer. 2 guys that came in his draft class, got Super Bowls. And old Phillip, like, oh, man, Phillip. But nah, he's over 50,000 passing yards. Mm. He's over 300 touchdowns. He's a very good quarterback. And he has big receivers that make tough catches. Skip, they went 89 yards in 2 plays on the exact same 2 plays. The guy was triple coverage. He jumps up over all 3 of them, takes the ball, and it's a touchdown. Melvin Gordon is running the football. You're going to let Melvin Gordon go for 132 and 3 touches? Mm. You're going to let Phillip Rivers, he didn't have to throw the ball a bunch, but if you're going to let him complete that high completion percentage, you're going to probably lose the game, especially if your quarterback turns it over and your defense is not playing. Mm-hmm. And that's how Greg Williams' defense, sometimes it'll trap you. When it's playing really, really good, it can make a great quarterback look very, very average. But when it's playing bad and guys are out of position, You're like, is this the same defense that we saw last week? Is this the same defense that was all over the quarterback? Mm-hmm. No. Baker, I'm not putting all this blame on Baker, but, you know, the quarterback gets a lot of the credit, so I think he should take a lion's share of the blame. Mm-hmm. But I just want to ask Hugh, you think they're going to come and jump on that bandwagon?
Who?
The fan, you know, he ain't want no bandwagon. Oh, you know, that bandwagon was full.
Maybe Hugh's off the bandwagon.
He better hope that at the end of the year, that bandwagon is a bicycle, a beach cruiser with a basket, and he got three fans up in it.
Maybe. My turn?
Yeah, your turn.
Oh, God, now I get to talk about the truth of what happened yesterday.
Okay. Oh, what was the truth?
So, for perspective, I need to bring people back to a Sunday ago when against the Baltimore Ravens, who, by the way, went into Tennessee yesterday and just destroyed Marcus Mariota and now have by far the number one defense points allowed in the NFL. It's like not even close.
Right.
The Baltimore Ravens do. Last week, Baker Mayfield against the Ravens threw for 342 and beat them 12-9 in overtime. And two of his favorite targets are Rashard Higgins, who was lost to a knee injury, and Derek Willis, who made the play of the game in overtime last week. And on Friday, he broke his collarbone in practice.
Diving for a ball?
Huh? I don't know what he was doing. I don't know. But that's Rashard Higgins gone. Derek Willis gone. So all of a sudden, another rookie who had not been thrown a single pass all year named Damian Ratley had to elevate into the starting lineup, and it was pretty disastrous. But before I get to that, early in the game, 5 minutes left in the first quarter, Baker Mayfield took off on a third down scramble run and almost got to the marker, and that marker was dropped because he was drawing a bead on it, and Baker Mayfield, as he ran out of bounds, stepped right on the marker and slipped. And it either hurt his ankle or his knee. Baker isn't one to disclose injuries because he had an injury in the national semifinal that he wouldn't talk about.
Oh,
and
my God.
That was it.
Really?
That was it.
Yeah, for real?
For real.
You really, really did you do that today?
Sure you watched the game because he was completely limited the rest of the game. He had no mobility in the pocket against one of the better pass rushers. And again, the Chargers are your pick to win the AFC, correct? So they're really good.
I'm looking good, too, Arna.
Okay, well, so far, I don't know. I think that team up in Foxborough is really good because it's got the best quarterback by far.
Well, the Chiefs might have to take care of them.
Okay, we'll see about that. But my point is that Baker just looked limited the whole day. And furthermore, while Phillip Rivers' receivers, as you astutely point out, won every 50-50 ball that he tossed up in the air, Baker's receivers didn't fight for a ball all day. And Damian Ratley, if we have this one play, that there's only 7-3 at this point early in the second quarter, and they try to flea flicker. And Baker, I thought, threw a really good ball to Damian Ratley. And this is – you got to make a play for this. McKenzie, you got to make a play. You got to make a play.
I think the sun got in his eyes.
Maybe the sun got in his eyes. But that's just – that's a really good
throw. Well, get the sun out your eyes.
Okay. But that's that puts Cleveland ahead early in the second quarter. And then,
so it would have tied the game.
No, was it?
It was 7-3 at this point.
I think it was 7-3 at that point. But whatever. The point is that he made several good throws in the first half. He made another one to Antonio Callaway in the back of the end zone. I thought it was a really good throw, and it looked like Antonio Callaway lost it. I don't know. Just like right there, and here's to Callaway. It's just a bomb. This guy's got big arm. I mean, you got to make a play for that. That's the ball that a Charger receiver would have just put away, put in his back pocket. So there are two good throws that could have changed the game early on. So now he's limping around. And meanwhile, what is happening for the Chargers offense?
I don't know what happened.
Huh. So for the first time in 23 games, they take their first possession and go right down the field and score. And that was a bad sign because Greg Williams' defense, to your point, is either real hot or real not. And this was the game when they were really not. And I'm going to suggest because the Chargers wind up with 246 yards rushing. Think about that. 246. They had 190 through three quarters rushing on Greg Williams' defense. And it looked to me like in the third and fourth quarters that Greg Williams' defense quit tackling and then just flat out quit. They did not want to play anymore, and it was an embarrassment. This is a home game for a defense that I thought was going to be the backbone of this team, and now it seems like every other game it rises or it falls. At Oakland, it was just a disaster. Then against the Ravens, it was pretty good.
But I'm not going to let you put all this on Greg Williams.
246 rushing?
Yeah, and you talk about those two throws that he should have caught. What about those two bad interceptions?
Okay. Well, was the first one a bad one? Because he's rolling to his left, so he's throwing across his body.
Okay.
And I thought he threw a pretty good pass.
Jenny. What do you say? That's not a sound investment.
Can we see that first
interception? Across your body.
Because I thought he threw a pretty good pass that Jarvis Landry, he was just out of it all day. Jarvis Landry has to make a play for this ball. I mean, come on. You got to step in and make a play.
Skip, you're running away from it. The guy, he underthrew him.
He did not underthrow him.
Yes, he did.
Like Jarvis Landry shied away and started cutting up field. You got to go back and fight for this ball. You could have caught that ball. Jarvis Landry was out of it all day. He was the team leader. I thought he delivered the rant of the year.
I'm not going to let you do that to Jarvis.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
No, Baker. You heaped on it. Hold on. He threw for 342 last week against the Ravens.
Well, that's
and you came
good.
Out here. Okay, what about yesterday? Mm. See, we update our referee every week here.
Okay, so he.
Every week, Jenny.
True.
I didn't think that ball should have been intercepted. At least Jarvis Landry could have played DB and knocked it down or something instead of letting the.
But his
DB
momentum was
it.
Taking him upfield.
I don't think so. And then the last one, it was 35-14 in the fourth quarter. The defense has quit, and Baker Mayfield threw an awful interception. I have no defense.
So Baker quit.
Just awful.
So Baker quit.
I don't think he quit.
Why not?
He actually ended up putting up pretty good numbers.
Now that ain't what we do here. The only numbers I concern myself with is that win.
So it was Baker's third start in the National Football League.
And what's his record?
Growing pains. So, and he loses his favorite receiver, Rashard Higgins, who is one of his best friends on the team. He loses him. And then Derek Willis, you got a little rapport going with him, and he breaks his collarbone.
I don't know.
That's unlucky.
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know.
And where is Josh Gordon now? Oh, yeah, he's with Tom Brady in New
England.
What are we talking about here?
Josh Gordon against Baltimore. Mm. He didn't have Josh Gordon against the Raiders.
Yeah.
And he didn't have Josh Gordon against the Jets.
That makes it even greater what he pulled off.
And so what did that make it yesterday? Now, I'm not going to let you use who he didn't have when he wins, but then when he loses, you talk about what he didn't have.
Well, he didn't have much yesterday.
Oh, he didn't have much against the Raiders either. Let you tell it.
Damian Ratley?
No, he
never caught a ball in the NFL.
He in the NFL.
He's your starting receiver.
He in the NFL.
Oh, he is now.
Yeah, don't do that.
Unfortunately.
What about Baker?
Mm-hmm.
Baker quit on him throwing them passes up there. He's like, I just want to get off the field. I just want to get off the field.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Is that what you're saying, Skip?
I think it was just growing pains. And again, a couple throws that could have changed the game early.
Yeah.
And yet, when you take away his mobility at 6'1" tall, you take away a big part of his game.
You just told me when they look out there and they see number 6 and they see Mayfield, they're not thinking dairy products. Mm. They're thinking that's Baker Mayfield.
Mm.
See, Mayfield, that's a Southern. They do milk and ice cream.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, that's in the South.
Must be regional.
Yeah, it is. That's a good. Ooh! Man, that Oreo, that thing's swinging. But anyway, I don't eat ice cream anymore. I'm out there dare. But anyway, Skip Bayless, you told me when the guy's out there and they see that number on his back, they don't want to hear nothing about no injury. Because that's what you told me about Aaron Rodgers.
Mm.
You say you don't want to hear nothing about no knee brace. Mm. You don't want to hear about anything. You call, as a matter of fact, you made jokes about that collarbone. You know, you made a paper mache. That collarbone might go at any time. No, it's not.
Huh.
No, it's not. But anyway, Baker Mayfield didn't play well.
Mm.
All you have to do is just say he didn't play well.
Mm.
Don't put it on excuses about who he didn't have and who he did have. He got to hand it to him.
Mm.
It happens, Skip.
Mm.
Chalk it up. Get him next week.
We're over it. We're moving
on. Sure, it'd be nice if he had a receiver.
No. Skip, we don't do that.
That would help.
You know what?
It would help.
Can't deny it, Shannon.
At Camp 8, we don't do excuses.
No,
we don't do that over here.
Excuses. No excuses. Right.
I just hope his knee's okay or his ankle or whatever it was, because it didn't look good to me. I think he had to suck
now,
it up.
Now, had he won the game, you wouldn't have mentioned that.
He did not.
So I'm not going to let you mention his ankle, his knee, his toe. I don't know what's wrong. He looked healthy to me.
Okay.
Looked good to me.
Jenny. More fun when the Browns play well.
No mercy.
Jerry Jones' special guest yesterday was none other than Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
McGregor fired up the team before the game.
Yeah.
Apparently it worked. Yeah, it was good to see. Dallas came in with one of the worst offenses in the league, but they blew out the Jaguars' top-ranked defense, winning 40-7. Dak Prescott threw 2 touchdown passes, rushed for a career-high 82 yards, including a TD run, and Zeke Elliott had over 100 yards and a touchdown. Let's take a listen to Dak after the game.
Definitely the best we've played from executing on offense and making
taking advantage of when the defense giving us turnovers in good field position. We're just feeding off of each other, and we felt it early. I don't know if it was Conor McGregor or whatever it was, but we came out and attacked, and it was a great win.
Shannon, how surprised were you by the Cowboys' performance?
I'm shocked, and the Jags should have brought out Khabib. That way, they had got them a knockout.
That would have helped.
Yeah,
actually.
You brag on it. But did you see Conor throw that pass, Skip?
That was pretty.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to teach him how to grip the football.
Yeah,
maybe.
You used the term shaky. I thought of another. Started with SH, yeah. But you know, we're gonna talk about that another time.
Not for television. Okay.
Skip, the Cowboys did what they're really, really, really good at. As a matter of fact, they're great at it. They run the football. Look at the Cowboys. They're 3-3. Mm. When they're 50% or better, run the pass. Woo! 3-0, Skip Bayless. When they drop back more than they run it, Skip, guess what their record is, Skip? Tell the people at home. Because I know you got it over here.
I don't know. What's your research?
Yeah, my research told me they're 0-3. Mm. So if you want to win, Cowboys, if you want to set yourself up for success, you need to run the football more than you throw it. Mm. Give Scott Linehan some credit. He watched the tape of what the Kansas City Chiefs did to the previous week to the Jags. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of misdirection. They hand the jet sweep off to Tyreek Hill one time. They play fake off the next time. You see what the Cowboys did? Tavon Austin coming around the jet sweep. They hand it to him. They fake it to him. They hand the ball to Zeke. They did a lot of things. They even did what you asked them to do. Mm. They got Dak involved in the zone read. Dak got a touchdown run, got another big run, and even he picked up some major yards off scrambles.
He did.
So give them some credit. But what the Jacksonville Jaguars? Y'all say Jaguar. I ain't going to call them Jag. The Jaguars. If Blake Bortles is the answer to any football question, you should ask a different question. Mm. He's terrible, Skip Bayless. Mm. You know it. Mm. In the first half, four of the six drives were 3-and-out. Okay, when you go 3-and-out, you put your defense right back on the field. Yep. Okay, they just gave up a touchdown. You go 3-and-out. Boom, guess what? No, they gave up a field goal, I think, first. Then they gave up a touchdown. But then you go 3-and-out again. Now it's 17-0. I don't care how great a defense is, and this defense isn't great. Not compared to what they were last year. Skip, last year they were, second in takeaways? This year they're 28. Last year they were second in sacks. This year they're 18th. Last year they're number 5 in turnover differential. This year they're -9. They're dead last. They're dead last. Now, Jalen Ramsey doing all that bumping them gums, Skip. You remember that GQ article? And everybody, he crushed every quarterback. The only quarterback that he named in that article that's not better than his quarterback right now is Eli. See, while you calling all those guys trash, you forget about that garbage pail you got up on the center for your team. Blake Bortles is awful. And then, you know what? Don't worry about it, though, Skip. Doug Marrone, your day coming now. You stick with him all you want to. But your day coming. Blake Bortles is that guy. He plays just well enough, Jenny, to get the coach fired and himself cut. That's what's going to happen. Watch what I tell you, Skip Bayless. But I want to give the Cowboys their credit. I want to give Scott Linehan his due. Skip Bayless said he wanted him to be more exotic. He wanted to see a bigger range of plays and play calling. He wanted Dak. He did everything you asked him to do. But he also did something what I wanted him to do. And that old ball that.
That was later.
Why you do that? Now, see, I'm trying to give you credit. I said, Skip, he did what you asked him to do. He got exotic in his play calling. They ran the ball. I'm giving you credit. And then now you want to poo-poo back.
Undercut the credit.
How?
You told him to hand the ball to Zeke? Well, that's deep.
Yeah. If you want to win, you better put Zeke in. Let Zeke eat. Skip Bayless, you know the real deal. But the Cowboys' defense, they're as good as advertised.
So, Shannon Sharp.
What you want?
I tried to save you from yourself on Friday.
Not
once or twice, but 3 times.
You did.
I cross-examined. I said, wait a second. You predicted 24-13 Jacksonville over Dallas? You're saying Blake Bortles is going to score 24 against my defense? My defense has now risen to number 2 in the league in points allowed. Is that good?
That's
number
great.
Number 2?
That's great.
That's pretty great. And I kept saying, Blake Bortles is going to score 24 on that defense, and you wouldn't back off.
It was the gummies.
Because your pride got you. Your pride got
them gummies,
you.
Gummies, I had
can't
too many of them.
Can't blame it on the gummies.
One too many, Skip.
So now you can't blame Blake Bortles for your prediction because you thought he could score 24. That's what you told me.
You know what? I got blinded, Skip.
Okay.
I went back and I looked at the game against New England, and I said, oh, yeah, Blake going to do it. Blake ain't going to do jack.
So, was I surprised about yesterday? Well, I was surprised about 40-7.
Exactly.
I guess I was surprised about 24-0 at halftime. But was I surprised that I saw an offense explosion? I was not, because my coordinator, Scott Linehan, finally pulled his head out. That's what happened. For the first time this year, he did do what I've been pounding this table for him to do. He unleashed his quarterback by running his quarterback. How about some read options? He scored on the first read option, right?
Yep.
How about some bootlegs? How about some rollouts? How about throwing the football on the run? How about letting Dak be the antidote to defenses that pack in to stop Zeke Elliott? Mm-hmm. How about keeping people off balance with number 4 as opposed to just number 21 straight up the gut, straight up the gut, straight up the gut? Because after a while, that's pretty easy to stop. But the quarterback running is not easy to stop,
right,
even for Jacksonville's defense. So what happened yesterday? Dak Prescott had a career-high 11 runs and a career-high 82 yards rushing. Career-high, career-high. And yesterday, Dak Prescott had a QBR of 95, which led the day in the National Football League against what was, going into this game, the number one ranked defense in yards allowed in the National Football League. That's pretty good if you can slice and dice, pick to pieces that defense, and he did it in the first half. And what I loved about the first half was, it was shades of 2016. We had vintage drive after Dak attack drive, just like I used to rant and rave about in 2016, because he goes 16 plays for 78 yards and a touchdown, 9 plays for 84 yards, touchdown, 9 plays, 51 yards, touchdown, and 7 plays for 48 yards and a field goal. And that adds up to 24-0 at halftime, and they ran 40 plays in the first half to 19 for Jacksonville. That's just complete domination. And that's because the quarterback kept making little play after little play after big play after big play. He made them with his legs, and he made them throwing the football to, welcome back, Cole Beasley. How about Measley Beasley? He had a pretty good game, didn't he?
You're not going to talk about Blake Bortles? You're going to talk about dumpster?
We already talked about Blake Bortles. I'm talking about my offense. And by the way, I know Michael Gallup didn't do a whole lot in the stat sheet, but he had a couple of flashes. He looked a little bit like Dez Gallup to me. I'm seeing a little Dez potential.
You want
there.
Dez back, I
and
know.
I think Michael Gallup's pretty good. And by the way, my man Rico Gathers, did you see that? He rise and shine, Rico, and he caught a big pass for 14 yards.
Skip Bayless, the game was already out of hand.
I don't think the game was out of hand when he caught his ball.
You know what? You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I'm not ashamed of myself, because that was rocket launched yesterday. That's exactly what that offense needed, because the pieces are all there if you just utilize the pieces. And they all fell together. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to get up and do the Connor arm swing the strut, but that's they were
everybody
all doing
did,
it
yeah.
after every.
You can if
and
you
know what? I loved it, because that's like team unity. I hope they keep doing it at Washington. I hope they do it against the Eagles. I hope they keep doing it against
I guarantee you they won't be doing it against the Eagles.
Right, well,
yeah, we're going to got some dew on that one.
Yeah,
well, and you're going to make me take check down Alex.
I think I'm going to back you into that corner. No, by the way, that opened at Washington 2.5-point favorites, got quickly bet down to 2, probably bet down to Pickett before it's over. And that brings me to my Cowboy defense. Listen, Jalen Smith is become a terror. He's just a terror.
He's
everywhere.
He's knocking heads.
He can fly, and he can hit, and he can blitz, and he can disrupt. And Byron Jones, very quietly, just might be playing the best cornerback in football.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
What an athlete he is. And again, they tried him at safety, and they moved him back to corner, and I think he's a corner.
Yeah.
Big, strong
the
corner.
The thing with safety, you got to think too much, Skip. There's too much space. You got too much space to cover.
I agree. And I got to give a quick shout-out to the tackling Dutchman, as you call him. He's actually the covering Dutchman.
You like Leighton
Van Der Esch. I didn't like him when they drafted him, but he is long and lanky, and he can fly, man. He can run.
And it's the end of the Sean Lee era.
I don't know.
Jalen Smith.
I think Sean Lee might be – eligible to come back next week, or, you know, healthy.
Well, I tell you what, he won't be coming back to a starting job. But anyway, Skip, the thing that when you look at a defensive player, especially a linebacker, you want to know, is he sudden? Watch Jalen Smith. He's sudden.
Well, he's Notre Dame Jalen Smith. Yes. They took a chance on him in the second round, and he had a career-threatening knee, just destruction. It was awful.
They gave him a year.
They did.
He rehabbed for a full year. He wasn't himself last year. So, basically, it's taken him 3 years, 2.5 years to get to here. Skip, they got something special. This dude come downhill, and he's thumping people. Boy, he's a head buster.
He is.
And when he coming with bad intentions, running backs. I'm telling you, when you got to pick him up, you better step up. He's not swimming you. He's putting his helmet in your chest, and he's driving you to the quarterback.
And now I have potentially the best pass rush in all of football, and certainly the deepest one, because David Irving showed up yesterday for the first time. Malik Collins came off injury. And all of a sudden, if you can add him to DeMarcus Lawrence Taylor and
Gregory,
you got Taco, and there's a lot
Taco made one play, but he ain't throwing no tacos.
Yeah, but you just watch. When they crank up, they're going to be all over check down. They're going to be on it.
Oh, but you love him. Remember now, he needs to win this game because, you know, the guy that you said was terrible didn't beat the Cowboys. So he needs to win this game. Yeah, he needs to win this guy. I don't see it happening, but hey.
Dak is 4-0 against Washington. His brief career so far.
Like I said, Blake Bortles was awful. Blake Bortles has been awful. Because think about it, Skip. He scored how many points yesterday? 7. He scored 6 points against the Tennessee Titans.
I predicted he would score 10. I was giving him a little break, and he scored 7. Well, so that's what I thought of Blake Bortles.
So now we know. Now we know he ain't fooling me. I tell you what he won't do. He won't fool O'Shea Sharp again.
That was okay. It?
Yeah,
he gave him that one.
But Jay Ramsey.
What I loved about Jalen Ramsey at the end of the game in the locker room, he got rendered virtually speechless. The mouth of the AFC South, what'd you call bumping his gums?
Yeah.
He wasn't bumping any gums after the game. I don't know if can we see a little bit of this?
Oh, what do you say, Skip?
Oh, you got to see this. Oh, we don't have it. I'm sorry. But he was just one word answers. Just
how we do business. No. When we talk, we talk.
He turned into Bill Belichick after the
game. No, that ain't what we do. No. That's not how we do business.
Yes.
When we talk. When we talk before the game, when we talk during the game, we talk after the game. Win, lose, or draw, we got to be who we are.
He was rendered speechless.
Oh, yeah, but see, everybody trash. Oh, he trash. Oh, he trash. Bruh. How can I talk about somebody's house when I'm living in a cardboard box? How you going to call everybody quarterback trash except Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and then you look what you got at quarterback. You would gladly take Matt Ryan right now. You would gladly take Matthew Stafford right now.
So, Mr. Sharp.
Yes.
Did my quarterback, Dak Prescott, look like a bust to you yesterday? I'm just asking.
No one said he was a bust, baby.
I just want to know. He got an F for last year. He gets get right to the edge of bust. Like
Skip.
He had a 95
Skip.
QBR yesterday. Led the day.
I probably shouldn't tell this. But I flunked the class in college. I took the class over and I got an A.
Oh.
That doesn't diminish what the F I got in the class, does it, Jenny?
No.
So
okay then.
You gave Dak an A for yesterday. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm gonna give him an A.
Wow.
Thank you.
But I gave Zeke an A plus.
Oh, A plus.
Scott Linehan had an A plus plus.
Zeke got barely 100 yards.
What you mean barely?
He had some garbage yards in the fourth.
You know what, Skip?
He did. He had some garbage yards.
You see what you did, Skip? Well, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I don't know.
Now he got garbage yards.
He's gloating over here.
My team has launched.
Oh, boy. No mercy. Tom Brady threw for 340 yards in the Patriots' win over the Chiefs last night, but it was his legs that made news. Brady had a 4-yard touchdown run in the fourth quarter to give New England the lead. On the play, though, Chiefs rookie linebacker Breeland Speaks looked like he had Brady sacked, but Tom got away for the TD. Speaks was asked about it after the game. Let's hear what he had to say.
Did you have any fear because of the new rules about?
Yeah, because I thought the ball was gone. I ain't taking him to the ground.
How frustrating is that for you then to see?
It sucks. Yeah, I'm supposed to finish plays like that. It's just the risk we got to take now. Whether we get the flag or not, whatever happens. You just gotta go ahead and push through with it and go ahead and make that play.
I didn't know what happened. They had, they doubled 3 guys on the play. And I'm just glad, I got to watch it tomorrow. But I got close to the goal line and figured I'd just try to get it in. We needed it.
Shannon, what was your take on the play?
I believe that he did have this on his mind. I believe that a lot of defenders now realize that the way you attack the quarterback, you can no longer attack the quarterback like that. And it's, they're very conscious of it. You know, Clay Matthews went the first 3 weeks of the season getting a penalty, one of these roughing the passer penalties, Skip. And Minnesota, it cost him the game. In Washington, it probably cost him an opportunity to tie the ball game. And so guys are conscious of that, knowing that I do not want to be the guy that put my team in harm's way. Now, I don't fault Tom Brady. Tom Brady's like, look, I understand I'm afforded these protections. I'm not on the ground. I'm going to keep fighting. And as he said, they had three guys bracketed. So they had guys comboed across the board. There was no one accounted for Tom Brady because Tom Brady normally only runs from the one-yard line, Skip, when he's down in that area. He goes over from the center. His right foot is back. He launches himself over the top. So you play the averages. What's the likelihood of Tom Brady scrambling for 4 yards? They don't see that. They've probably taken off 150 snaps from that area of the field, have yet to see Tom Brady scramble and get the ball into the end zone. So they're going to play the averages and says, okay, you know what? We'll lock everybody across the board. We feel the pressure will get there before he gets the ball out of his hands. We'll get a sack, get off the field. But give Tom Brady credit. He didn't go down. He kept fighting. But I do believe, Skip, that this was on this young man's mind. But I tell you what, it won't be again. My coach used to always tell me, son, he who hesitates is beat. And he hesitated for just a second. That was enough for Tom Brady to get out of harm's way, get the ball into the end zone.
So, I can't tell you how much I disagree with everything you just said. And I did tweet immediately about it. You can check my timeline because I did not think that he pulled up in any way, shape, or form and let loose of Tom Brady. And the only way I can answer this question is to put it in the context of Chris Collinsworth, who is terrific at his job. He set the national tone by immediately stating the case that, gee, this game swung on the fact that a rookie pulled up on Tom Brady because he's afraid he might foul him in some way. And that was Chris's point of view. It was not mine. So I'm not criticizing Chris, but that just set the tone for this play nationally because it just reverberated. He was very strong on it. And I just disagree. I thought that the kid, and he's a rookie, he was running sideways at Brady, and he dived and slipped. He tried to arm tackle him and slipped off. And Brady, as you know, has great pocket feet, and he's a little quicker than you might give him credit for just in the confines of the pocket. And he was moving forward, which was a surprising move for Tom Brady, to your point, because he never moves forward like that. And so he surprised the kid, the rookie, who dived and just slipped off him. And all of a sudden, Brady says, uh-oh, I got nobody. Everybody's bracketed. I got to do this myself.
Right.
And again, does he love doing that? Nope. But he did it, and he made it home. And then when Michelle Tafoya asked him after the game about the play, which was a flashpoint play in the game, he seemed first surprised and then a little bit aloof from the question, like he didn't really want to answer the question because he felt like that was taking away from the fact that he did get it in the end zone.
Right.
You know, like like let's not discount the fact that he pulled up, you know.
Well, it's not my fault that he let me go.
Right.
I mean, hey, I did my job.
Yeah.
He has to do his job. His job is to get me on the ground. My job is not to automatically assume, well, you know what, he could have really slammed me here, so let me just go ahead and go down. I'm going to get the ball in the end zone. You do your job, I do mine, and we see what happens.
Okay, so the bottom line to the play that's getting lost here is that Kansas City's Orlando Scandrick, once a Dallas Cowboy and friend of our show, was called for defensive holding somewhere in the back of the end zone, and the flag had flown, and so obviously they declined the penalty, but if they had gotten if Breland Speaks had nailed him, then you just accept the penalty, and you're first and goal from the two-yard line, and I think you're still going to get it home.
And the thing is, Skip, if you think about it, I think as Orlando Scandrick has gotten a pass interference call or a holding penalty in every game he's been in, or every game that I've watched, And they do a lot of clutching. They do a lot of grabbing.
Yeah.
And it gets called on them because they assume, like, okay, I'm going to continuously do it. They're not going to call it every play. But the thing is that it seemed to call it at the most inopportune of times. And that's what hurts. But I have no problem with Tom Brady keep on moving because his job is not to assume that, you know what, this guy really could have power drive me here. He really could have hurt me. So, you know what, I'm going to do him a solid. I'm going to go ahead and go down. Nah, bro. get me on the ground, do what you got to do, let them call whatever they got to call. But since you didn't get me on the ground, mm-hmm. I'm going to get this ball in the end zone. As awkward and as ugly as I look running the football, guess true. What? It's still 6 points.
He does look awkward, especially when he runs down the field, but he got it in the end zone.
Because you know why, Skip? He doesn't like to run like that because he's going to take shots.
Sure.
And you don't want
to. Hey, if you want to play till 45, you better not do that
exactly.
very often.
And you know, it's like, hold on, that's Tom running the ball. They try to get them licks on him. Mm-hmm.
They got a couple semi-licks
yeah.
on him.
Yeah. I mean, they got that one where he fumbled the ball because he was holding and holding mm-hmm. and holding. They hit him longer than normal. Mm-hmm. Skip me, when I was in college, I used to be the long snapper. I snapped the ball up until my senior year.
Really?
And I caught it like an 80-yard touchdown against Morris Brown. Mm-hmm. And the guy was like, hey, y'all, number two that was doing that dancing, snapping the ball. Mm-hmm. They put everybody on me. They tried to hurt.
You realize now in college football, you cannot do that. In fact, there was a big penalty in the Michigan-Wisconsin game. I was rooting for Michigan, and it was a big penalty for Michigan on that, and it was kind of a bogus penalty.
Well, they hit me, and I went to the sideline and said, Coach, I'm done snapping.
Yeah.
That was it. Right?
Yeah, that was it. Mm-hmm. So okay. that's not Tom Brady's job to go down.
By the way, I still say Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback sneaker I've ever seen because he just doesn't fail at it, but he still takes big shots on the quarterback sneak because he'll go over the goal line and take it in the head.
Yeah, and somebody almost got him, I think, a couple of weeks ago.
It was last week.
And you see that one right there? You see what that helmet is? All right. That's almost to the side.
Mm-hmm.
Almost. Almost to the side. Mm-hmm. Hey, you only miss so many of those. They catch it. They'll have to catch it. One time. Like that lottery, you know, it's $654 million.
Mm. Really?
They got every time they have a drawing, the way I look at it.
654?
They got to miss my numbers that I select. Mm.
Really?
I just got to be right once.
Yeah, me too. Maybe I should get
Yeah, and you'd be right back here the next
time. I'll be right back here, Skip, baby. I'll be right, Skip. I need 2 days off. I need two PTO days off.
Two?
I got two PTO days off because I got to get the money. I got to get my people in order.
Sorry, no days off.
Come on, Skip.
No mercy.
Time for our final topic of the day. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers are a big favorite tonight at Lambeau against the Niners. Rodgers has been dealing with a knee issue and said last week he had a setback, but he is not on the injury report for tonight's game. Shannon, what do you expect from your guy, Aaron Rodgers, tonight?
I expect him to be Aaron Rodgers. The 49ers are not very good. 15th in pass defense, their last in takeaways, 28th in sacks. So if they can protect Rodgers, I believe he can have a big day. Skip, it's bad. And we say Rodgers played bad. He's 10 touchdowns to one interception. So he's done a great job of taking care of the football, getting the ball down the field. So I expected for him to have a virtuoso tonight. Something around 315 yards, four TDs, no picks.
So he's been so great. He's ranked 18th in overall QBR below Alex Smith, Mitchell Trubisky.
I know who he's not ranked below.
Interesting.
Is he ranked below you know who? Even after that 95?
It's always an excuse. Well, I got this knee thing.
Oh, does he?
He's had that knee thing for like 6 weeks.
Hold on. So in other words, you said he's not hurt. He's not injured.
I don't know.
You know what, Skip? You ought to be ashamed.
I think
yourself.
He needs to fire that agent, that guy, Gabriel, on the
State Farm commercial.
Get rid of that guy, because that guy's doing no good. Right?
But the defense is going to have to show too. That defense hadn't been well this year.
This is the night Aaron Rodgers should throw a big party on the 49ers and on Monday Night Football. He's made for these kind of nights. He'll get the big post-game interview on ESPN because he's going to throw for 350 and four touchdowns. His receivers, it sounds like, are all healthy again. And the 49ers, they're 28th in points allowed. This will be a rout.
And he's still upset that it didn't take him number one overall.
Yeah.
So he got to show them what they missed out on.
They took check down.
Yeah, they took check down Alex Smith over A-Rod.
Yeah, and then A-Rod had to wait 3 years to replace Brett Favre.
Don't worry about all that.
Because they had to rebuild his delivery because he wasn't that good at Cal. So that's why he fell.
What do you mean he wasn't that good? The man went in the first round.
Well, he went in the bottom of the first round. He went in that Tim Tebow territory.
You know what? I got to go.
You ruin
every conversation.
Tomorrow we will have plenty to say.
No mercy.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at the same time tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern. We'll see you then.
Facts, sports, one of one.